Well, greetings, my friends, in the precious name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Minor Hawk, your voice of the gospel speaker, introducing you to another Christ-exalting program dedicated to presenting the claims of God's Son as the Savior of sinful men and women, boys and girls. And friends, I'm so grateful to God today for this privilege I have of raising high the blood-stained banner of God's Son. And I thank God that I'm sheltered beneath that precious blood that cleanses from all sin. But tell me, friend, what does the blood of Jesus Christ mean to you? Are you sheltered by the blood of God's Son? Or perhaps you're like so many people today. You don't have time to think about eternity and where your soul will be after you die. You know, it grieves me when I think of poor souls passing out into eternity at the rate of 90 every minute, 5,400 every hour, 130,000 every day, and over 47 million every year. And most of them, according to the Word of God, go down to a lost eternity in the place that Jesus Christ calls hell. Oh, friend, please stay tuned to the broadcast today and know you how you can escape that terrible torment by simply trusting Christ with your soul. Let us add God's blessing on the broadcast. Our God and our Father, we bow in thy presence again today to thank thee for thy Son. We pray thy blessing, Father, upon thy word, wherever Christ is being preached to the ends of the earth. Save souls to bring honor and glory to him, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, today I want to direct your attention to a verse of Scripture as we find it in the book of Romans chapter 2 and verse 11. Romans chapter 2 and verse 11. And here's what we read. There is no respect of persons with God. Let me repeat. This is Romans 2 and verse 11. There is no respect of persons with God. And the Lord will add his blessing to the public reading of his word. Well, friends, today I'd like to discuss a very important subject with you. And it's a subject which I'm sure will be repulsive to some and distasteful to many. And that is the fact that there is no respect of persons with God. No, in the sight of a thrice holy God, regardless of our race, color, or nationality, there is no respect of persons with God. Now, as I said, this scriptural statement of fact does not appeal to most people, simply because in every other facet of our living, we encounter stratification in our social, political, economic, and even our religious associations. Some people are doctors, and some people are laborers. Some are governors, and some are dog catchers. Some are wealthy, and some are poor. Some are preachers, and some are atheists. Yes, regardless of where we live or who we may be, we see on every hand a society of classification. And yet, in God's eyes, there is no respect of persons. He sees the old and the young. He sees the rich and the poor. He sees the healthy and the sick. Yes, he sees the Catholic, the Protestant, and the Jew. And he then declares, as we've been reading, the fact that there is no respect of persons with God. Again, in Romans chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, we read, "For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now, friends, God today is not so much concerned about your nationality, your health, or your wealth, but he is vitally concerned about your spiritual condition in view of eternity. He wants you to become a child of his through faith in Jesus Christ. He wants you to trust in the finished work of his Son. Yes, and he wants you and I to know the joy of sins forgiven and life eternal. And that's the reason he has permitted you to hear this radio program today. Over in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, we're told that God is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Friend, as you listen to this voice of the gospel broadcast today, can you honestly say that you're saved? Can you? Now remember, I don't know your heart, but God does. And we can fool one another, but we can't fool God. Now friends, one of the hardest facts for some people to grasp is the fact that regardless of our social, economic, or religious heritage, we as individual sinners are all the same in the sight of God. And I might add, too, that a sinner will never become a child of God until they realize what they are and where they are in God's perspective. I was preaching the gospel one day to a large number of convicts in a penitentiary, and before the meeting began, I was sitting in the warden's office, talking to a lovely woman who came to the prison every Sunday to conduct the Bible class for the women inmates. When the woman was asked if she had ever been born again, she immediately began to give her background and religious heritage. She had been active in her church and local civic organizations. She had been charitable and hardworking all of her life. And for the past 20-odd years, she had been coming to the prison every Lord's Day to teach a class of women inmates. She boasted of the fact that her father and one brother had been ministers. But friend, listen, not once, not even once in her entire conversation did she mention conviction of sin and the finished work of Jesus Christ. And on the basis of her own words, she was religiously lost and had never experienced the new birth. Yes, she was basing her hopes for heaven on what she was doing and who she was rather than upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the precious blood that flowed at Calvary. I wonder if I'm speaking to someone out in Radio Land today and you too are religiously lost. Yes, you too are active in your church and local civic organizations. You too are charitable and hardworking. Perhaps you too teach a Sunday school or sing in the choir. Yes, you too have been baptized, confirmed, and dedicated, but you've never been convicted and converted by the Spirit of God. Friend, I believe I'm speaking to someone out in Radio Land today, and you realize down deep in your heart that there's something wrong. You know there's something wrong with your spiritual condition. You know that you don't have real peace with God, and you don't have the joy that belongs only to those redeemed by the blood of Christ. Friends, listen. Listen. Let's face it, you're lost. Yes, you're lost. Now, friend, there are many people today who don't realize they're lost. And they don't realize that they can be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ and can be going to heaven. They haven't been told. Maybe the church to which they belong, they don't preach the new birth. They don't preach the wrath of God as the fact that if you don't accept God's love, that's going to be your eternal portion. Yes, friend, people are being deluded into believing that they can reach heaven by their own so-called good works. And yet the Bible makes it quite clear that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy, He saves us. Now perhaps someone is thinking, well, if the Bible says that salvation is by grace through faith, then why doesn't our preacher or priest tell us these things? Well, friend, in most cases, the reason why your pastor doesn't tell you the truth of God's Word is simply because he doesn't know the truth. He's just as spiritually blind to the truth of God as the congregation before which he stands. Yes, and regardless of all his seminary training and all of his sacrifices, if he isn't born again, then he too will suffer the torments of hell and the lake of fire. And this only goes to prove again the truth of our text. There is no respect of persons with God. And furthermore, I wouldn't want to trade places in eternity with those so-called reverends who haven't preached the blood of Jesus Christ. Sure, they command and demand respect here on earth because of their title or their piety or their position. But friend, listen, when they stand before God at the great white throne of judgment, there's one thing sure, they'll quiver and quake, and they'll realize then how foolish they were. But it'll be too late then. The day of God's grace will have ceased to exist. And so there they stand, the small and the great. And then they're cast into the lake of fire. Why? There is no respect of persons with God. Friend, listen. Listen. Regardless of your standing in the sight of your fellow man, God says there's no difference. Absolutely no difference, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And again, I remind you that in God's sight, if you've never been born again through faith in Jesus Christ, then all of your so-called good works are as filthy rags. Filthy rags. You're all as an unclean thing, and all your righteousnesses or good works are as filthy rags, according to Isaiah 64 and verse 6. Well, friends, up until now, I've been bringing before you the fact that we've all been declared sinners in God's sight. Yes, in God's sight, we're all sinners. gospel, then Romans chapter 11 and verse 32, we read that God hath concluded them all in unbelief. Why? That he might have mercy upon all. Friend, let me ask you, as this program comes to a close today, have you been saved? Have you been born again? Can you look back to a definite time in your life's experience when after you were convicted by the Spirit through the Word of God, you placed your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your only hope for heaven? Well, friend, listen. This may be the first time you've ever heard the gospel. And then again, it may be the last time you'll ever hear the gospel. And so, friend, I want to present the gospel to you very plainly as the program draws to a close. First of all, my friend, you must acknowledge that you're a sinner. We're all sinners. I'm no better than you, and you're no better than me. We've all sinned and come short of God's glory. Next, my friend, you must realize there's nothing you can do to save your own soul. If there was, then why did Jesus die? If you and I could work our way to heaven, then why did the Lord Jesus Christ come from heaven, live a sinless life on earth, and die that shameful and ignominious death at Calvary's cross? Then, my friend, you must place your faith and trust in the Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who loved you unto death, even the shameful death of Calvary. And friend, if you'll do that today, according to this book that I hold in my hand, the Bible, you'll be saved. You'll be born again. You'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you'll be as sure of heaven as though you were already walking the street of gold. But friend, listen. Time is running out. Time is running out. If you're not saved soon, the likelihood is you'll not be saved at all. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 we read, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." No, there's no guarantee that you'll ever hear the gospel again. This might be the last day of God's grace. Friend, I plead with you today, in love for your soul and in view of eternity, acknowledge that you're the sinner for whom Christ has died. Simply place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and his shed blood at Calvary's cross. And friend, if you'll do that today, according to the Word of God, which cannot lie, you'll be saved for time, and thank God, you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Father and God, again we come into thy presence to pray thy blessing upon thy word. Honor afresh thy Son. Save souls, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. If I can be of any further help in pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be only too happy to do so. If you'd like to have some good basic and fundamental gospel tracts or other literature, I'll send it to you absolutely free, without obligation, and postpaid. Just send your name and address to the Voice of the Gospel, P.O. Box 6, McKeesport, P.A., 15134. That address again is the Voice of the Gospel, P.O. Box 6, McKeesport, P.A., 15134. And now onto our next broadcast, Lord willing. This is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.